This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Appreciate you being here so much. In the chat, on YouTube, listening on the radio, listening on the Odyssey app, however you choose to get us inside of you, that's what I care about the most. And we like to be inside of you as much as we can. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And Ben, why don't you do the honors of introducing our very always, esteemed guest.
Always a treat when we can welcome, not only to the program, but in studio.
In studio. Yeah,
CBS buddy. News, chief Washington correspondent, host of the Takeout podcast, Major Garrett is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Major, you're looking good.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a streaming television show, too. Also, kids, the Takeout, 5 days a week.
Isn't it fun to be on streaming television?
It is. Yeah. It's the apex of my career, my brother.
It's cool because people that didn't know I had a double chin before, now they do. And so it's really, really cool
for people to see that. Just to everyone's benefit, HD television, anything that goes beyond HD television is the mortal enemy of anyone who is on television. Dude, the mortal enemy.
So
I was like, wow, Major, you had acne as a kid. I certainly did. Straight on.
It's the worst. No, I see a booger. Yep. Yeah, it's
so
probably a booger.
I want to ask you, Major, because I have to deal with that as well at my other job.
Yes.
We're on HD as well on Channel 10 here in San Diego. When I got into TV was right about, at least on the local level, when they pretty much cut all the frills. There used to be things like wardrobe budgets and makeup people.
Sandwiches,
you know,
right.
That would help you get ready. And then I got there, and all of a sudden it was like, yeah, you're on your own, kid.
Yes.
Figure out how to put on makeup yourself. You're doing all this on your own.
Right.
At the national level where you worked, you still have someone who at least does your makeup for you before you go on air, or do you have to do it yourself?
I have someone who does.
Okay, good.
Make.
Nice.
Yes.
Good.
Which
and
in my case
wardrobe?
Is most definitely necessary.
How long do you have to sit in the makeup chair? Let's say you're anchoring, filling in on the anchor desk, which
it's
you do
no,
from time
it's no
to
longer
time.
Than 10 minutes.
No, it's it. 10
because
minutes.
There's not much to do.
Okay.
I mean, really, there's only so far you can carry this reclamation project.
I like at the end of some newscasts, they'll have like, Ben Higgins, wardrobe brought to you by Joseph Aboud or something. Do they still do that? Do you still have...
Among the many corporate amenities that have been sliced away from broadcast television is the wardrobe allowance.
Really?
Gone.
Gone?
Wow.
Gone.
Really? You're gone too at the national level.
So I'm Joseph A. Bank like everybody else.
That's right.
Hey, Major,
too.
You're going to like...
Off the rack. Off the rack.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Buy one suit for $400, yeah. Get the next three
exactly.
for $100.
It's like the Seinfeld joke. You know, you buy eight, you get 17 others for 45 cents.
What did that used to be like, the perks of the job? Like, did you get a lot of that kind of like a gym membership,
no,
clothing?
No. I mean, obviously, I never ascended to the highest levels of the industry when it was at its apex of profitability and anchors were getting paid $20, $25 million a year. I never got into that terrain at all. And I'm sure there were lots of I know there are amenities. Like, if you for moving from one assignment to another, like an overnight thing, there would be a private jet, things like that. Back in the heyday in the 60s, when CBS was the most powerful news organization on planet Earth, if you were a foreign correspondent for CBS News, with your business card alone, you could rent a private jet anywhere.
Oh, my God.
And the company would pay for it.
Oh, my God.
And on that private jet would fly you and your crew, which is like seven people, and you could just put your card down, and it would be done. And CBS would pay for it, and everyone knew it, and those were the days.
I'm sure that never got abused.
I was just going to say, I definitely wouldn't have abused that. Like, Woodsy, you're literally going to La Jolla. You do not need a private jet.
But Ben, to your point, recently at CBS, a memo went out, and it's been talked about in the trade, so it's nothing proprietary. Secret. And it's happening everywhere, that if you were coming in for something for the morning show, you are well advised to do your own makeup first, just in case, and do your hair first, which was never the case before. Never the case before. So all of the things that are financially stressing everyone in quote-unquote mass media have hit every sector of mass media.
Well, we just lost our vending machine. Just FYI. We had a vending machine here, and we no longer have it.
They wheeled it right out. I was going to get you a microwavable Philly cheesesteak for breakfast this morning, and we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the cuts are happening all over the place. We no longer have a vending machine here at 97.3 The Fan. It's a bummer.
Was it a good vending machine?
It actually was new. Now, I've been trying to lose a little weight, trying not to eat out of the vending machine. So I had never actually used it. It was only here, 6 weeks or so?
Wow.
And because no one was using it, they just yanked it.
Do you have a commissary at CBS?
Oh, yeah.
So in New York, there was for years and years and years. In the early days of the takeout, I did a podcast there with Samantha Bee in the famous CBS commissary, where lots of people had come and been famous and done famous things. That's all. That during COVID, that was closed.
Yep.
Never reopened.
Never brought it back.
No.
Ooh, man.
And back in the day, even 10 years ago, if you went to a Sunday show, Face the Nation, This Week, Meet the Press, you would almost have a chef there.
Wow.
And an omelet station. Almost. Oh, it was almost that good.
Close,
it was almost
close,
like Four Seasons brunch style. Now it's like 4-day-old bagels and
pastries.
Some schmear that's been around for maybe a day or two too long.
It's fantastic. And I texted Major this not too long ago. And you've been doing this how long?
What, TV?
TV.
Since 2000.
Out in Washington.
In Washington, D.C., 2000, yeah. I when I talk to young television journalists, they really hate the story. I mean, they really hate the story. They're like, where'd you start in local news? I'm like, no, sir, where was your first job? White House, CNN.
Yeah.
White House. Like, what?
You started at the top.
What?
I did the same thing.
But I did it that way because I was in print. Strange set of circumstances led me there. And look, that first year I was on CNN, it was not good.
No, yeah.
It was really bad. It was really, really rough.
And I texted Major this and I said, so with everything that's changed over the last, 20, 30 years that you've been doing this, everybody gets to the end of their career,
mm-hmm.
right? And you start to see kind of the finish line.
Yeah.
And I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I go, how much longer are we going to be relevant? How much longer is this going to be fun? How much longer is this going to be tolerable? I mean, Ben, a little bit of a diva to work with, so you have to kind of manage. You're managing a lot of personalities.
I see you over there preening,
yes.
Ben.
Yes. And so, but everything has changed so much. The state of politics, everything has changed. And I ask you, because of that change, like I asked you, does this make you want to leave sooner or do you want to stay longer? Because there's no shortage of stories and things that you've never seen before. And that's kind of what we're all in it for, right? Like we're all in it for the thing. Like we don't, I wouldn't ever want to retire and the next year the Padres win the World Series.
Right.
It's almost inevitable, but that would be like the worst thing ever. And so with everything that's going on, as crazy as things have gotten, does it make you go, I can't get out of this game now? It's crazier than it's ever been. There's more stories every day.
I don't feel that.
Okay.
I don't feel that pull to do what I do because there are more stories than I can get to. I'm actually pretty close to exhausted by that. The sense that every day, no matter how hard I work and how well we try to put the show together, I've left seven or eight things off the table.
Right.
That's very frustrating. That actually pulls me down. That takes energy away from me. And look, let's be very candid. I'm still in the business, which means I have survived.
Yeah.
I'm 63 years old. I was 63 on Sunday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Many of my contemporaries have retired, been forced into retirement, have just been washed out. Not because they were not doing their job well.
Right.
There was just no more slots left because the slots are diminishing. And I'm still here. Not only am I still here, I'm creating a different kind of show. Show that doesn't look like a cable news politics show. It doesn't feel, it doesn't sound like it. It's not the best thing on streaming television, but it's pretty damn good. And I'm very proud of it. And it creates a space that I've never had before where everything in that show reflects my curiosity and my sense of how to put the day together.
And that's exciting.
That's exciting.
That's the exciting part.
It's also tiring as all get out.
100%.
But it's super exciting.
Anything that reignites like your fire for it, it gets you up in the morning. And if you're passionate about it.
And it's a streaming TV show, which means it has to live within all the time constraints of TV. But we do longer form interviews. So if I have someone that's on for 7 minutes, I say, hey, there's 30 minutes we did. Jonathan Levy, a phenomenal economics historian. We did 7 minutes on the show because that's all there is time for.
Yep.
And we did 25 minutes that you can go find on YouTube and in the podcast platform. We're relentlessly living in both spaces. And that's another reason I'm a survivor, because I constantly look for ways to do what I've done differently and better to meet the viewer, the listener, wherever they might be.
Love it.
Because if you're not trying to do that, you will die.
Yeah, you'll die.
This job is completely different than even when we started at 97.3, which was now 7 years ago.
Yep.
When we started, it was a radio show.
Right.
And we did a radio show on the radio. And that's what we did every single day. Now, it's
on
evolved.
The crystal set.
That's right.
It's a radio show that really is consumed, I don't know the specific numbers, but by a vast majority, I think, of the audience. Now, on an app or on YouTube or somewhere other than just the radio, and not always live during the 4 hours we're on. It may be listened to later in the day at their convenience. It also is a social media platform with, you know, videos that we put up in smaller chunks, you know, with TikTok viral videos that you have to kind of cater to a different sort of audience. That's not going to find you if you don't put if you don't have an Instagram video about your show, then you don't really have a show anymore.
Right.
That's another huge part of it that really didn't exist, at least for us, when we started here 7 years ago.
It's the great democratization of content. When everyone theoretically is a content creator.
Yes.
The space in which content exists is almost infinitely more crowded. So you have to be in all these different places and find all these different ways to identify yourself and lift yourself ever so slightly above the rest of the chum.
It's exhausting.
If you don't.
It's exhausting.
If you don't, you sink back down.
That's right. You can't just come in here and rip phone calls anymore. And then like the 80s sports radio. And I give those guys a lot of credit for the ground that they paved. But you can't come in and do that show anymore.
No.
You just can't. You can't come in and I'm going to do 4 hours of, hey, so what did you think about Mike Schilt's pitching decisions? Like, you just can't
That's
do it.
That's because they were the only people who got past the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper.
Everybody's in.
Everybody's in.
There are no more gatekeepers.
No.
Everybody can have the platform, and if you are compelling enough and you put out good enough content, you can be someone that no one had ever heard of a couple of months ago, and you can rise
very quickly.
In this industry or in this medium, at least. Whether it's politics or sports or whatever you're talking about, you can differentiate yourself, but it's even harder to do so because, as you said, there's so many people now in this space.
I love this, man. Let's talk some baseball with Major next.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. I want to talk some Padres baseball. Going to get your thoughts.
I was there Sunday.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Went to the game.
It's been quite a season.
Yeah.
And the mentality of a lot of us, I'm going to throw myself into it. For whatever reason, Major, I haven't let myself Go. Yeah, I haven't. I'm still kind of back, kind of looking around.
Guarding yourself.
I'm so guarded right now, and I want to talk about the psychology of the fan and
sure.
all that.
We'll get sure. some thoughts from Major on the Padres. We are going to play a little take on Woods. You can see the master at work in our musical trivia challenge. Jesse Agler is going to join us. Some more Padres talk with Major and Jesse all at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, get a chance to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Hey, I am on TV. As everyone points out, I like to mention constantly.
We had no idea.
I know, but I wasn't looking great on TV a couple of years ago. I'll admit that. The weight had gotten a little out of control, and I finally found a program that worked for me. With SDFatLoss.com, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, which is incredible, but really, the amazing thing for me is I've been able to keep all that weight off, every single pound, for 2 years now, thanks to the great maintenance strategies. The difference for me is that SDFatLoss.com is based on real foods from the grocery store, eating chicken and steak and veggies. That's what I ate mostly. You can eat fish. They will tailor the program for you, but you're not relying on shakes or bars that you're never going to stay on for the rest of your life. You're not taking injections. Again, you stop taking injections, the weight comes right back on. But with SDFatLoss.com, it's sustainable weight loss, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. Check it out today. You can set up a free consultation by going online, set it up at SDFatLoss.com. You'll meet with one of their great counselor coaches, going to explain the program to you. And when you sign up here in the month of August, get $200 off during their summer special. This is the time to do it. You don't even need to exercise to lose the weight. You'll feel good well before the holidays even get here. New you. With SDFatLoss.com. Again, check it out today. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Left behind.
We'll play Take on Woods in just a couple of minutes, but first, we want to get Major's initial thoughts on where the Padres stand here with 30 games left in the season. Major Garrett from CBS News in our studios today, and I mean, we can't be unhappy despite yesterday's setback.
No!
We can't be unhappy with how things are going, right, Major?
Why do I feel unhappy so much?
I know.
I don't know why.
So, I will be a disappointment to some listeners because I've lived this life since 1969.
Yep.
So every day I just feel in a completely strange and magnificent place. The Padres are competitive in August. The ballpark is sold out. The team is in the thick of everything. Everyone is talking about them. When they go on the road, there are at least 1,000 people with Padres stuff.
There were so many last night in Seattle. So many.
This is a reality that I still have a hard time
makes sense
adjusting to. Because for most of my life, not only were the Padres terrible, no one even talked about them. And when I mentioned in D.C. that I was a Padre fan, people would just look at me with this a rare emotion in D.C., which is actually pity.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody feels that in D.C. They just want to swallow you up, beat you up, drag you through the gutter. But that would elicit like, oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, out there in the East Coast, there's Yankees, there's
Lamb,
Red Sox.
You just dummy, you... Oh, you're so wayward and pathetic, and gosh, I haven't felt this emotion in D.C. in 40 years. I actually feel pity for a human being.
Crazy.
That's what it was. So now, even a four-game losing streak, which we had a week ago, I know it seems like a long time ago, just a week and a half ago, we lost four in a row, and then we won a bunch of games. We're in it. We got a great team. We had the best trade deadline ever because A.J. prioritized something I think he overlooked earlier, which is team cohesion, character. These guys all get along.
Yep.
The guys have integrated rapidly. Gavin Sheets, to me, is the most impressive acquisition of the whole season because not only did he surprise on the upside, he surprised even after his playing time was reduced. Didn't pout. Didn't hang dong. Numbers called. He shows up.
Yep.
His defense has gotten better.
Yep.
He's worked really, really hard on that. He's not a plus left fielder. Probably never will be, but that's all right.
He's a great dude.
He's a serviceable
left
fielder.
Colonel Budget will point out he's exceedingly cheap.
Exceedingly cheap. Yeah. Crazy, crazy undervalued.
I love where we are. I love where we are. And I want, if the bullpen's going to have a rare meltdown, have it now. Have it in late October. Don't have it early in October.
I feel like a weight's been lifted.
Jeremiah, have it now.
Yeah.
Captain Morgan, have it now.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to be fine. We're going to be really, really fine. We have an excellent manager. We have the best pitching coach in the major leagues. We have the best bullpen. Michael King is coming back. He probably ignored the knee thing while he was all about the nerve thing. We even that out. Darvish is looking better. Don't ask me about Cease. I can't talk about Dylan Cease. Do not ask me about Dylan Cease.
Well,
talk about Dylan Cease.
You'll see him tonight, so you'll get your taste of Dylan tonight.
But in the main, we're in a great spot.
Yep.
We are.
Yep.
And this dugout, this clubhouse, can ride out tough times.
Finally.
It can.
Finally.
And it will.
And that's Mike Shildt as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Mike Shildt is somehow has been able to steady the clubhouse in a way that Bob Melvin never could, that Jace Tingler, Andy Green never were able to do. And he has been able to do that. I'm not sure exactly how, but he has been able to steady that clubhouse in ways previous managers have not.
I mean, they talk a lot about preparation. They talk a lot about the small incremental parts of victory.
Yeah.
Victories are won sometimes in the third inning on a play that will never even get on the show. Because a small thing happened, long at bat, ground ball that stabbed, it turned into an out at second, something, and they focus on those things relentlessly. And he is relentlessly positive, to the great frustration of the beat writers, I know.
Yep.
But Shildt's like, no, I'm not going down to that negative place.
I'm not going to that spot.
I'm not.
He won't.
Baseball's hard enough. Baseball is hard enough.
We get screamed at every week or every other week when we interview because we're not tough enough or whatever. Like, and you look at it and you're like, why am I going to ask a question that I already know the answer to?
Right.
Like,
right.
Why would I ask the question? I tried when he first started to get him to say one negative thing about anybody. He wouldn't do it. I begged him to say it.
Right.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't do it.
No.
And Yeah, it's frustrating.
So Jesse Agler's like Major, and that he's very reasonable,
yeah, very
smart Padres fan. So, Major, you're going to get a chance to talk to the voice of the Padres coming up here at the bottom of the hour. First, though, we excuse Woods because it is time to play our daily game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Patrick this morning as our contestant. Good morning, Patrick. Say hello to a Major Garrett.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Major.
Morning, Patrick.
Great to have you.
All right, so Patrick, if you can beat or tie Woods in our five-question musical trivia challenge, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. It's a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two VIP admission passes to their AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Check out the summer rates right now at rwlasvegas.com. And to give you the advantage, you get to go first and pick our category. Here are your three choices today. We've got new bands. They're not new bands. They're bands that start with the word new. You got McLovin, five song titles and artists that include Lovin' in the name. And our new category today, cherry picking, all 2 second songs featuring the word cherry. So, Patrick, you got new bands, McLovin, or cherry picking? What would you like to play?
New bands.
Please. New bands. All right. So, again, not necessarily new bands, but bands whose names all begin with the word new. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. Paulie's going to play you a little bit of music. You need to identify both the song title and that band that starts with the word new to score that point. Patrick, you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock. The category, new bands. Patrick, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck.
Hang on 1 second. Give me
hold on.
2 minutes.
Paulie needs 2 minutes.
Two seconds.
Wow, that's
a long time.
I'm ready.
All right, he's ready to go. Jesus. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul, who is now ready, plays the music. Good luck, Patrick. Let's take on Woods.
That is New Radicals.
Correct.
You get what you give.
Correct. Following the suicide of lead singer Ian Curtis, members of Joy Division reformed into what influential 80s band known for hits including Bizarre Love Triangle?
New Order.
Correct. Jonathan, Jordan, Joey, Donnie, and Danny came together to form which late 80s and early 90s boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Correct. Bobby Brown formed which R&B quintet in 1978?
New Edition.
Correct. Formed in 2022, which Korean girl group with hits like Ditto and Super Shy has risen to worldwide popularity?
New Jeans.
Oh, woo-hoo! I thought that one might be the one that trips you off. Patrick, that is 5 out of 5. You cannot lose. You have qualified. So let's bring Woods in and just see if it's an outright victory or not. Stay on the line, Patrick. Patrick's score is in.
I saw you in here wildly gesticulating.
Well, that's, you never know. So Woods has to play this game cold. He does
zero.
Not get the category.
It.
Makes it a little tougher for our daily champion.
Okay.
Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Patrick.
You Only Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
All right. Following the suicide of lead singer Ian Curtis, members of Joy Division reformed into what?
New Order.
Correct. Jonathan, Jordan, Joey, Donnie, and Danny came together to form which late?
New Kids on the Block.
Correct. Bobby Brown formed which R&B?
New Edition.
Correct. Formed in 2022, which Korean girl group with hits like Ditto and Super Shy has risen to worldwide popularity?
Got a lot of time for this one. So we'll
Patrick
just,
knew it.
We'll just kind of...
Damn it.
We'll just kind of figure out.
I think
he probably
yes,
knows the category, right?
New. It's something new.
New?
I'll be wildly impressed if you pull this one out.
The K-pop, a little rusty here, I see.
Minus the little.
10 seconds.
This is like the Bingy Game 60 Minutes.
New Tanks. Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. That's not it. And Patrick wins it.
No effing way.
New Jeans. He knew it.
He won
and
5-4.
5-4.
Oh, unbelievable.
All hail Patrick.
New bands. Patrick,
I was cruising.
Stay on the line. Paulie, I'll get your info, put you into the drawing for the grand prize. That was an impressive performance.
Wow, slugfest.
Paulie needs 2 minutes, Patrick, so just wait for
Take on Woods.
That was a slugfest.
We're going to take a
what
quick timeout.
New what?
New bands. All bands that begin with the word.
The
song New Jeans. is the Korean girl group. I'm sure you can.
I'm actually happy I don't know that. It would really ruin my cred.
Sometimes
if I knew
when
that.
You lose, you actually win.
Yeah, and I lost, feels and like I actually lost, won. Actually
yeah.
won.
I would have accused you of cheating.
Not
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I feel it helps my credibility to not know that, I think.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, and Major is going to provide his incorporator word for today, all coming up next year. On 97.3, The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about the online resource that we used at the beginning of this year. We were both late 40s, and neither of us had set out a will or a trust for our families. We were negligent. We should have done it before, but like so many things, you put it off. You don't want to worry about the expense of going to a lawyer's office, and we just thought, we'll get to it at some point. That is a big mistake.
Pretty embarrassing to wait as long as I did, certainly, with two kids, who I love more than anything, my family. I love them so much, and I don't know why I put it off. I do. I was just lazy. I was lazy, and I didn't know the proper procedure to do it. So when we got the idea, you know, and they asked us to talk about trust and will, went in and did it over the holidays. Took 25, 30 minutes. Super easy, super convenient. So go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN, F-A-N. When you check out, you'll get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents.
Yeah, it's something that you can do at home. It is really, really simple. You can name guardians for your children. You can set up a trust for your house, for your 401ks. Avoid probate court. Your family could be left with a long, expensive process if you don't set this out, and you can do it so quickly. Why not do it today? Go to trustandwill.com. Again, use code FAN at checkout. They'll send you your estate documents. Put them in a safe. Put them in a filing cabinet. Don't worry about them after that. Just do it today at trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The incorporator word has been chosen by Major Garrett. We will reveal it to Jesse Agler at the end of this interview. coming up. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Yes, we will go up to Seattle and chat with the voice of the Padres, our weekly visit with Jesse Agler, coming up right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we got a full house today, Jesse. Let me reintroduce you to Major Garrett, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent. And good morning to you, Jesse.
And good morning to all three of you guys and Paul. Four guys. That's great. Yeah. I love it. What's up?
Four men in here ready to talk to another man, Jesse Agler.
Just men being manly men.
Yes. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah. Dudes being bros.
A lot of mansplaining going
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly right. Jesse Agler, how is, what do they call it? The Emerald City, Seattle.
It's one of my absolute favorite stops that we get to make every year. Unseasonably warm, though. They're having one of those, you know, snaps where everybody's freaking out because it's like in the mid-80s. I think it was 84 at first pitch last night, which could have had something to do with the way the ball was flying early on in that game. Yeah. But it's a great city. It's a great ballpark. I love coming here. And if the Padres could win a couple of games the rest of the week, it would make it even better, of course.
Do you go down to the fish market and watch them throw the fish around?
Pike's Place Market, or whatever it's called.
Pike Place Market, yeah. I have been there. I won't say that it's something I do regularly, but I have seen it.
You've seen it once. You've seen it all the time.
Pretty much.
Okay,
I don't think
fish.
Like
okay, there's
salmon.
Been caught. All right, there we go. Oh, there's another exactly. fish. It's been caught. Okay. Oh, there's another fish.
I like that bit, actually. I like that.
Did they ever drop them? Stick around and find out.
Jesse, how devastated is everyone in and around the organization at losing the Vetter Cup? I mean, the tragedy is real.
The good news, right? The good news is, you know, now that that is done, you can kind of turn your attention to everything else. It's no longer a distraction, right? You know, now that the Vetter Cup is settled, obviously it's kind of something of a tragedy, but we can now kind of focus on things like the National League West, perhaps attaining a bye through the wild card series. I don't know, maybe winning a pennant or a World Series title. So it's going to be tough to sort of mentally get over the hump tonight and know that when you take the field in Seattle, you're no longer competing for the Vetter Cup this year. However, there are at least, you know, those other sort of, you know, consolation prizes that they can go after.
Yeah, so it must have been rippling all through T-Mobile Park last
yes,
night.
Like,
on the lips of every fan, the Vetter Cup could be decided tonight.
That was a badass Telecaster, though. It really was like a really beautiful Telecaster that they got and they handed
the guitar
Raleigh.
Trophy.
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful. Go ahead, Jesse.
I said to somebody last night before the game, I was like, imagine you're like just like some random, you know, fan on the East Coast, right? You work a night job. You get home at like 11:30. You're like, man, I want to watch some baseball before I wind down. Oh, Padres Mariners, that's a good game. You flip it on and you see Vetter Cup everywhere, and like you're just some, you know, truck driver in Philly.
Yeah.
Like, what on earth is going on out there?
What are
we talking about? Yeah. It's so funny. I love it.
It's good, man. And you know, listen, back to last night's game. I mean, it's so rare, Jesse, and it's been so rare. I haven't looked up the numbers. Go figure. But when the Padres hit, you know, multiple home runs,
19-4,
19-4 when they hit over two, right? Yeah. And you know, you have a six run offensive.
Six runs. Usually the threshold of victory.
That's usually a dub for this Padres team last night, Jesse. What kind of did you see? Where did you see it get away from the boys last night?
Well, I mean, obviously it got away in the fifth inning, but you know, I think as easy as it is to lock in on that. And reasonably, the pattern we're seeing, and this is nothing new in baseball. You want to go back to 1904, it's probably the same conversation. It's going to be starting with starting pitching.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the last, you know, few weeks, couple months, whatever, once this team's kind of found its groove, you know, when they've gotten the good starting pitching, the good enough starting pitching even some of the time, you know, they've pretty much had success. And when that gets a little bit sideways, as was the case yesterday, Sears doesn't get out of the fourth inning. And I know it was a quick hook, but it was an understandable quick hook. You know, that's when things get tougher because now you're asking a lot more of more guys, which just kind of sets up the possibility for stuff to happen. David Morgan had never allowed more than one run in an appearance all season since he came up. He gave up five yesterday, but you know, you're just not able to go to everybody every night.
Right.
You know, we are still, you know, in this point in the season where you're a little bit weary of, you know, wearing everybody out in the bullpen. I know we're talking about a sprint to the finish and 30 games left, but you still have to be responsible with the way you manage those arms. So if your starter's not going to get out of the fourth inning, it's going to put you in a tough spot. And look, they've got the talent to get away with it sometimes, but you're not going to get away with it every time. And I think that's kind of what we saw yesterday.
I do think, and it's a really good point, because you can't chase every game. You're down one. You can't use every high leverage reliever every single night. That's a recipe for burnout and disaster. But you also know that if you could win the division and get a bye in the first round, you can buy yourself some rest at the end of the season. So I'd imagine that's a calculus that Mike Schilt and A.J. Preller kind of have to play as they're looking at this last month. Like, how hard do we want to go for that potential reward? Or are we okay being rested, ready to go, and, you know, just having to win an extra wild card series and then be on an even playing field and maybe even a little bit hotter? Because we've seen wild card teams actually sometimes go in with a little more momentum than the teams that had the bye.
There will be days, let me be clear, there will be days where you have a game like last night and they do that. I just don't know that you can do it day 11 of 13 in a row. And that's where we are right now. So, you know, they haven't had an off day in almost 2 weeks. They have one Thursday coming up in Minneapolis. So I don't think last night was the night. Now, maybe coming out of the off day this weekend, you know, in Minnesota, or knowing that you've got, you know, pretty much an off day every week, I think, the rest of the way. I don't believe they're going to play more than 10 in a row without a day off at any point after Thursday. You're definitely going to see a little bit more frequency of that kind of thing happening. I just think that last night, coming out of the Dodgers series, you know, again, 11th out of the 13 in a row, just a tough night to do it.
I wonder, Jesse, and they'd probably never admit they do, but do you think Mike Schilt and Ruben Iable, do you think they glance up at the scoreboard and go, all right, Dodgers are up 5-0 right now. Let's, you know, let's kind of not punt per se, but let's.
It doesn't matter what the other team does.
Turn your mic on.
Sorry. It doesn't matter what they're doing, though, Woods, because if they're losing, you want to go, we want to win because we want a game again. If they're winning, you go, we got to win because we don't want to lose a game. I don't think it really matters.
You don't think it matters?
I think they're definitely looking at it.
Yeah.
But I think they're gonna manage their game based on their own stuff, not on that stuff.
Yeah, you manage the game that's in front of you. You manage the game that's in front of you.
Well, you manage the game in front of you, but you also have to manage 5 games down the road, and you have to manage tomorrow night's game, and you have to manage the game after that, and you have to factor in the off day. So, you know, you do wonder. You look up and you go, oh, all right, well, no use chasing this one tonight or whatever, right? Like, isn't that a normal – wouldn't you do that if you were the skipper, I think?
So what do we think about J.P. Sears?
Not much so far.
Jesse?
I mean, you know, it's a back-of-the-rotation guy. You know, same thing, right? They're not like Randy Vasquez for so much of the season. They're not asking so much of him, right? They're not asking too much of him. It was Martin Perez, you know, the second last couple months of last season.
Right.
Just go out there, keep me in the game. Keep me in the game. That's kind of the responsibility. That's kind of the assignment for J.P. Sears. He's done it once, not really done it the other two times. You know, they're going to, I think, need somebody for Sunday in Minnesota. Do they give Sears another whack at it? Do they bring Randy Vasquez back? It's not going to be Michael King this weekend, it sounds like. They're going to do one more either rehab or sim game before he returns just to make sure everything is fully right. But I think, you know, it's one of those where you figure it out. And look, there isn't a team in baseball, I don't think, that doesn't have at least one or two, sometimes three or four guys like that in their rotation. And, you know, they're not going to necessarily have to lean on somebody like that in the postseason. So it's just about, you know, navigating this thing all the way through. And again, had last night been, you know, a day coming off an off day, maybe it does get managed, you know, very differently.
Right.
And maybe they do get him out of there a little bit earlier. And maybe you're not asking David Morgan to go through as much as he did last night. So it's not just on J.P. Sears. It's very circumstantial. And that's why, you know, it's kind of a crazy thing to do. But you got to take the microscope out of a single game the rest of the way, because, you know, you have to look at every little factor.
You know, here's my answer to that question, Major. Here's what I like about J.P. Sears. And I have seen J.P. Sears pitch 3 times in my life because I never watched him when he was with the Athletics. But what I like is that A.J. Preller liked him. He targeted J.P. Sears in that trade. There's something that A.J. Preller sees that we may not have seen in these 3 starts, because that's a really small sample size.
Yep.
But there's something, whether it's this year or in the offseason, that they think once he gets with Ruben and Camp 44 in the offseason, they think he's going to be a starting pitcher for the Padres for the next couple of years and part of the rotation.
The team control we have over him.
Yeah. And I think that A.J. Preller has a successful enough track record, especially with the pitchers that he's picked up.
Fair point.
That J.P. Sears will go on and have a pretty productive career with the Padres.
Very
I don't know
fair
how.
Point. Very fair
but
point.
But I think that's where I stand right now.
But I think if you would look back at that start, he would say the game got away from us when it went 4-3, when Polanco hits a two-run homer.
Manny's error.
And and you're up 4-1. You need to shut that inning down.
Yeah,
100%. Bottom of the under. You just have to shut that inning down.
Alex says JP was the throw-in. He was not.
Nope.
He was absolutely not a throw-in.
He was the Mason Miller was the very, very, very expensive throw-in at the end of the trade.
Yes.
JP Sears was who the Padres were targeting, according to the reports, at the very beginning of the conversations with the Sacramento Athletics. So that, I mean, he wanted J.P. Sears, and then he said, now, if we throw in Leodalis DeVries, can we also have Mason Miller?
Yes.
And they finally said, okay, yes,
fine,
we will give him to you. But that was not the original target. It was J.P. Sears.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a very interesting point. Well, Jesse, we have the very, very intelligent Major Garrett going to be pitching the very, very intelligent Jesse Agler on the Incorporator word for tonight in the Emerald City. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Ready as always.
Jesse, great. First, before I do this, one of the words I sent to Pauly, because I sent him about 12 options to make sure that we haven't used them before. One of them was gentacular. They played for me how you worked gentacular
last season.
And I will only say this. I am not worthy. You are a rock star.
He's the master. The absolute master of his craft, Jesse.
So, in that spirit, because I know I want this to be fun for you, fun for the audience, your word, your Incorporator word is winkle picker.
It's a real word.
It's a real word. These are British shoes worn by men in the 50s and 60s, primarily by rock bands. They're very pointy.
Yep.
Winkle
with the little
picker.
Straps.
Yep. No,
with
little straps on the side.
Yeah, little straps.
Yes,
okay.
Little buckles on
Jesse
the side.
Knows about winkle pickers.
Exactly.
Think Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend,
sure.
Keith Moon, and The Who. That's like the I can see them, the winkle pickers, in my mind's eye. Winkle picker.
I love it because, hey, you know, I love a word that sounds funny.
Yeah. So sounds, I wanted you to have fun with it.
It's great.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And as Woods knows, I'm a huge music guy.
So huge music guy. Massive.
Jesse,
you know, Pete Townsend.
Just don't get caught picking your winkle in public. That's inappropriate.
No. You don't want to do that.
Oh, Ben. So did you have to go
one.
There?
Yeah.
Did you have to
Sorry.
Go there?
That's the one he throws in. Jesse,
yeah,
thank you, buddy. Have a great call tonight.
Jesse, mad respect.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Jesse Agler, voice of the San Diego Padres. And looking to bounce back tonight, 6:40 first pitch with Jesse and Tony. And then we've got 5:40 pregame show with our Sam Levitt, who has, I believe, made some appearances in the YouTube chat this morning as well. So good morning to Sammy. And I'd kind of forgotten that they were at the end of a 13-game stretch. Jesse reminded me because we were so focused on Giants, Dodgers. It's been a while since the Padres have had an off day, and you get to the dog days of August, it gets tough at this point in the season to play those long stretches.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will come back. We still have 1 hour to go with Major Garrett. Paulie's going to have some Rindle Report headlines for us. We'll look ahead to tonight's pitching matchup. We can talk more about Dylan Cease. I know Major doesn't want to talk about Dylan Cease, but might have to bring him up in the final hour of the program with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.